day in the life of the branch. God, we have a situation here. Resurrection, soar like Jesus. Can I get a quick soaring praise for the resurrected Jesus? Amen. Praise the Lord. Welcome. I'm Richard McWhite, pastor of Ridge Branch Baptist Church. It's a new day for faith and encouragement here at the branch. We look forward this month to the greatest celebration in Christianity. That is the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. March 2024 will be an exciting time together. We're excited about the church here at the branch, and we begin our excitement each Sunday morning at 9:45 with Bible study, and then at 10:30, a worship center explosion of celebration as we gather to worship there. We hope that you will soar with us in the month of March and be present at the church. But on Wednesday nights at the branch, we have our time together with adults and students and children. We start out in the worship center at 6 p.m. with a time of musical praise and worship. And then we have a time of prayer and Bible study. And then afterwards, we have a music activity for those who like to sing and perform in our services. We have a rehearsal after that. So come and join us for that if you're musically inclined. We meet at 6 o'clock on Wednesday night. We have also full range of age groups for you when you come. May God bless you. And may you have a wonderful March 2024 as you worship resurrected Jesus this month. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for the solution to sin. We thank you for a way out of sin. Father, we thank you that you formed a rescue party to come and rescue us from sin. Father, forgive us where we have sinned and come short of your glory. Father, get us back on track with you, O God. Help us to lean on you and not on our own understanding. Help us to trust you fully with our lives. Father, we pray now today that you would walk us through the gift of salvation through your Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to soar above sin and live lives that honor and glorify you. Empower us to share the message of salvation with boldness and compassion. May the Holy Spirit guide us in all that we do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today we gather together to explore the depths of God's Word and seek His guidance on how to soar above sin. Our sermon today is titled, Soar Above Sin. And the main thing here, the Sin Situation Room. In the White House, you have a room that is called the Situation Room. In some news parlance, we have a broadcaster that has that under his title, the Situation Room, at certain news organizations. And in that room, can you imagine in that room, the Situation Room, which in heaven, during the opening of mankind's beautiful Garden of Eden experience, and Adam and Eve are being tracked as assets on the ground, so to speak, and they're wandering through the Garden of Eden, and they're meandering through there, looking at all the beautiful things God's provided for them. They're just having a great time. They're not having to worry about perspiring. They don't have to worry about pulled muscles. They don't have to worry about ingrown toenails, you know, all the kind of junk that we deal with. No disease, no death, no crying, no pain, no suffering, no unlove. It's all love. It's all love. It's in heaven, man. And here Adam and Eve run through, and heaven, they got the radar going, they got this going, they see them moving around down there. And then all of a sudden, they see Eve start moving toward the forbidden zone. The forbidden zone is that tree of life and holds the life and death. And the fruit on that tree, she was forbidden and he was forbidden not to eat of. Or the day you will eat, you will die. And so here they are. And all of a sudden, the angel Michael and all those angels are looking at those guys moving toward the restricted zone. And here they have, oh my, all kind of alarms were going off. The red alert was flashing. And I hear Michael, the angel, now saying, we are going to DEFCON 1. I tell you, it is going to be serious because, as you know the rest of the story in Genesis 3, you can read about it. Adam and Eve went into that restricted zone of sin, and it all started there. Are you in a restrictive zone today, my friend? Then from the fall of humanity, we witnessed the tragic event that forever changed the course of human history. Adam and Eve, our first parents, succumbed to temptation of sin and disobeyed God's command. This act of rebellion brought about the fall of humanity, introducing sin into the world, the sin that separates us from God, tarnishing our relationship with Him and causing spiritual death. However, even in that dark moment, God's plan for salvation begins to unfold. If you will turn with me to Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Romans chapter 5, verse 12. We see here, as God understood the sinfulness of man, He started formulating a plan. Listen, Romans 5, 12. Therefore, just as though one man, sin, entered into the world, and death through sin, so the death spread to all men, because all sinned. Paul is telling us here, as we move forward, that we are in need of salvation. If you'll also turn over to Romans 10, you'll see how this salvation is worked out. Chapter 10, verse 1. Brethren, my heart's desire for my prayer to God for them is for their salvation. For I testify about them that they all have a zeal for God, but not for in accordance with knowledge, not man's knowledge, but for a knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own. They did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God. For Christ, to the end of the law and righteousness, and everyone who believes. For Moses writes that the man who practices the righteousness which is based on the law shall live by that righteousness. But the righteousness based on faith works as follows. Do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down. Or who will descend into the abyss? That is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what is it that we're to say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we are preaching. That if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For the heart of a person believes, resulting in righteousness, and the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. To move forward, we discovered the desperate need for salvation in these verses. The Apostle Paul expresses a deep concern for salvation in his fellow Israelites. He emphasizes that salvation comes through faith in Jesus alone. We are all sinners in need of a Savior. And the only through Jesus' sacrificial death on the cross that we can find forgiveness and reconciliation with God, to get out of the situation room we are in. Salvation is not based on our own works or merits, but on a gift of God's grace. We have the fall of humanity. We have the need for salvation. And thirdly, we have the response. Responding to God's will. Responding to God's call. Responding to God's call. We see this in Romans 10:14-15. This is the response. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? You got to believe, my friend. How will they believe in him whom they have not heard? Listening today, you're now hearing this. And how will they hear without a preacher? How will they preach unless they are sent? Just as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things. My friend, if you don't know Jesus, we're sharing with you the good news and good things of the gospel this morning. We pray in the light of salvation offered through Jesus Christ, we are called to respond. This reminds us in this verses, reminds us the importance of sharing good news and salvation with others as we're doing with you now. We are called to be messengers, my friend, proclaiming the truth of the gospel to all nations. As believers, we have a responsibility to actively participate in God's redemptive plan, sharing the love of grace with those who have yet experienced this transformational power of salvation. If we are going to get not only ourselves out of the situation room of sin and others out of the situation room of sin, we've got to share Jesus, the solution, salvation solution for them and to them. So how do we do this? We look at Matthew 28. Matthew 28, I'm going to start with verse 18. And Jesus came up and spake to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and earth." Jesus himself is saying this. All authority is given me in heaven and earth. Go therefore. After you go in God, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the age. Let us remember that sin is a reality we all face. However, through Jesus Christ, we have been given the power to soar above sin. Salvation is available to all who believe and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Let us respond to God's call by sharing this life-changing message with others so that they too may experience the freedom and joy found in salvation. My friend, today, if you want to know how Jesus can get into your situation room and take you from the situation of sin room into the situation of salvation room, here you go. Know Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. Pray with me this prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, too long I have kept you out of my situation of sin. I know that I'm a sinner and I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking. By faith, I gratefully receive your gift of salvation. I'm ready to trust you as my Savior and Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. I believe you're a Son of God who died on the cross for my sins and rose again from the dead on the third day. Thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. Come, dear Jesus, into my heart and be my Savior. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you pray this prayer, we want to rejoice and celebrate for the great news of being out of the sin situation room. Please let us know of this wonderful decision by going to ridgebranch.org, and on the landing page there, please fill out the form recording your decision. We are happy for you. If you'd like to communicate with us, you can do so by sending us a praise or prayer request, or perhaps a gift to the ministry, to the following address: Ridge Branch Baptist Church, 390 Ridge Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Once again, that address is Ridge Branch Baptist Church, 390 Ridge Branch Road, Aiken, South Carolina, 29801. Thank you for coming today, and I pray that your situation room will be a joyous one from here on out. God bless you. Thank you for listening.